Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, dude.
How are you all?
Long time.
Yeah, it has been. You guys been good?
Yeah.
We're good. What are you doing?
You know what? I am enjoying being in the middle of this swirl of touring and being Mr. Yearwood and Christmas and everything. It's a good place to be in right now.
Yeah, we had your lovely wife in the studio with us pretty recently, and she was doting all on you, man.
Yeah, I'm not sure what doting means, but I'm in love with her, if that's what you mean.
She said sexy beast is the quote, but whatever.
She was probably talking about, you know, some attributes I have.
She's into your ears?
Wow. Yes.
This is really awkward, and my face is hot. So, Garth, Man Against Machine, that's available now, first album in 13 years. He hasn't forgotten how to sing or play. He's gotten better, in fact.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you. This is Nashville's record. I didn't trust my own pen, so relied heavily on the songwriting community here and the publishing community, and my gosh, did they answer in unbelievable numbers. I think this is by far the most songs we've ever gone through to make a record, and I think it shows. I also like the diversity in it all. I think it does represent Nashville very well and how diverse the songwriters are in this town.
Yeah, that's and I'll give kudos to you on picking the songs too, because there's a little bit of everything. You've got the slow Garth stuff that everybody wants, you've got the fast stuff, then you've got kind of the avant-garde stuff in there, then you've got Mom, which is wow, you know. I mean, there's so many different facets of this album.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that's very sweet. And it's funny that you said Mom and Wow, because it's tradition at the show already. They're bringing their mom songs, their mom signs, and then if and when you play it, when it's over, they turn it upside down, and it's Wow. And it's pretty cool. So
Are people really doing that?
Yeah, man. That's how they communicate, because they're
that's
out there.
Cool.
As a songwriter, and I use that term loosely to describe myself, I'm sitting there going, why did I not think of this idea? I mean, it's one of the most simple ideas of just God talking to this child and describing what a mom is, just beautiful.
Everyone can relate.
But you know what my favorite part about it is that it goes back to the beauty of country music, and that is letting the song tell the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, amen. Very good. And I got to tell you, I tried and tried not to make this, this track so classic country, but there was no way you could stop it. And that's the, you know, I've been given a lot of gifts by the people. If this song sees the light of day, it'll be one of the greatest gifts ever that they'll let a song this country in this time, be on the radio. That's pretty sweet.
Garth Brooks is our guest, Man Against Machine. It's out now. Make sure you get it. And also congratulations on what you don't know is that today marks a very special day for us and you, because back how many days ago? 2,000, right, 2,000 days ago.
Happy 2,000th day.
2,000 days ago, we, because we were talking to you, we were saying that we would love to get Garth in the studio one day to come in and just play one song acoustically.
Right.
And we said the day that Garth does that, until he does it, we're going to put a dollar in a jar. We have a Garth jar.
I still remember probably, 1,000 days ago or so, you were on the show, and we told you about the Garth jar,
right.
And we told you that we would take this money and give it to a charity of your choice, and you said, no, I'm going to let you, one day when I come out of retirement, I'm going to let you give it to the charity of your choice.
Sweet.
So it's the 2,000 day, so there's $2,000 in our Garth jar, and it's just going to continue to get more and more until you come in. No pressure, and I don't mean to bring it up to put pressure at all, but a little, I mean, just a tiny bit of pressure, just a little
nudge.
Because
this comes out of our budget.
I'm going to rob a great charity out there of another $1,000. If I come in today.
Dang it. Don't think that way, because then we'll never end.
I tell you what, I'll come in, I will get it done, and I'll match whatever's in the jar at that day.
See, that's great.
Well, that'll be cool. 3,000 days from now.
Yeah.
It'll be a good day for charity.
By the time Garth gets here, we'll be like, why do we have this jar in here with all this money anyway? I don't even know what this is. Hey, let's talk about you are now, you're doing Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. What a crazy world that it is for an artist. Instant access to fans and fans to you.
Yeah, man. But I got to tell you, you know, what people don't realize with Garth Brooks is until August of this year, we were raising babies. So my life wasn't my life to share. It was their life, and if they wanted to share it, great. But once they took off to college, then, you know, we entered the social media world because sharing, touring, and being Mr. Yearwood 24/7, I can talk about that all day. And what so far the one that I've kind of attached myself to right off the bat is Twitter, simply because right before the show they're tweeting you saying, hey man, I'm in this seat, this row, look for me, or would you play Baton Rouge for me, or and you can just tweet right back going, hey man, I'm nervous, anxious, can't wait to get out there and start singing. And then after the show it goes to a whole new level, so I'm really enjoying that.
Have you gotten caught up in the kookiness of Twitter where people like go on these rants and you just want to dive in and go, look, wait, calm down?
They call them thumb thugs. A lot of
thumb thugs is
thumb
right.
Thugs and trolls and stuff like that. And my thought on that is everybody's got those people. My hope and prayer is something in life makes them happy. But if I could have one wish, it was, there's a lot of artists out there. Why don't you go jump on theirs and just let this artist and the people that allow them to be an artist get to do their thing between them. So everything's going to have that kind of stuff. You just kind of look past it, and it isn't hard to find the people that are sincere and loving.
You know what I find the most on Twitter is I'll be sitting there tweeting, and somebody will say something, and I'm like, I start kicking myself. I guess it's kind of like you with writing songs. I kick myself, and I go, why didn't I think of that? That's brilliantly awesome.
Yeah, man, that's the cool thing, though, about being in this town in Nashville. You start to learn to be happy for other people and just realize that somebody said it, whatever it is, and you can enjoy it. You know, I can't imagine living in Roger Miller's mind, but that guy said some things that, you know, that geniuses can't even think of, and so I celebrate that when that happens.
GarthBrooks.com, you can order the album Man Against Machine, also ghosttunes.com, and you can download the album. Hey, let's talk about the album real quick and what everyone gets. This is a great Christmas gift, of course, but as always, in Garth's style, you've made it very affordable, and you've added a lot of extra things into this.
Oh, thank you, man. I just, we were the last ones to the digital world. So you can come to GarthBrooks.com or Ghost Tunes, and you can grab the new album if that's what you want to do for yourself or somebody else. But what I love is sitting right next to it is this thing called the bundle, which for all those people that were sweet enough to wait for us to enter the digital world, you can catch up on everything we've done at a price that I'm very, very proud of. And you talk about a great time for Christmas. So just cool, because I love music, and there's a lot of it here.
What all of these albums, is it every album you've done, or is it just the last few years?
No, and including the Double Live, right?
Yeah, it's every studio album we've ever done. This album, Man Against Machine, Double Live, and the 2015 album that's still yet to come. So it's everything we've got. And what I love is songwriters in this town are getting paid 100% for every song they've done, and I really dig that. It's not just the guy selling singles, so it helps everybody, and I'm very proud to be a part of that.
I was watching the Central Park concert on VHS. That's right. I still have a VHS.
For
in
real?
In one room. We've kept it just because the kids, they always have these old videos. We've got all these old Disney videos we spent $1 billion on,
right.
So we have it around. So I popped it in on VHS probably about maybe a month ago, and I watched it, and I was just blown away. I'm like, gosh, I wish you had a copy of that on Blu-ray so I could play it like on the big screen and just really get sucked into it.
You know what? I'll do my best to get that. We also have it on 8-track, too, if you still have one of those.
Garth, I do. I collect radios, so I have all kinds of dumb stuff.
Do you guys remember the big clicking, that clonk, like clonk?
In between the third and the fourth track, the song would fade out, and then clonk, and here it'd come back up again.
Clunking between programs is awesome.
And it scared the poo out of you because it's like a soft song, la la la, and then clunk, and you're like,
and the clunk always depended how loud it was by if you had to shove a matchbook in there or not to keep your tape stuffed in there. I mean, there was a million things. If you ever put the coins on the record player on the needle just because it was skipping all over the place. I'm amazed how much we had to rig back then.
You know, every Thursday we still play records. We bring our personal record collections in and we play Throwback Thursday songs where it's cool. And we actually had to put a penny taped to the top of the needle.
Yep.
But you know what? It works and it's good.
Yeah, it does. Works every time.
GarthBrooks.com, GhostTunes.com. You can download Man Against Machine and you can get all the bundle and everything, like I said, for Christmas. And Garth, thanks so much. Tell Miss Yearwood we said hello as well, please.
I will do it. And she said to tell you hello this morning as well. For me to you guys, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
brother.
Christmas.
Thank you, man.